Scripture reading is Acts 1:11. They also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, and children of Sunday school, today is Easter. I believe many of you shed tears watching the Easter performance yesterday. You burst into tears when you heard the sound of scourging and the sound of hammering the nails into Jesus' hands and feet, and when you saw Jesus covered with blood all over his body. But after the performance, I believe you went back home feeling lighthearted and with smiles on your face. What is the reason? It's because the performance had a happy ending with the resurrection of the Lord. I even wanted to, you know, run in there because the man was scourging him so hard, scourging Jesus so hard. And later I heard, and in fact, there were some scars and bruises. I think they should have taken, should have been more careful. Brothers and sisters, and viewing audiences, the resurrection of the Lord is a historical fact which actually took place. After his resurrection, the Lord appeared before the disciples for some time and then ascended into heaven. Acts chapter 1 depicts a scene in which the resurrected Lord ascended into heaven. It describes what happened in detail, saying a cloud received him out of people's sight as he was ascending. Why did it have to happen that way? I believe you know already. Because there is a spiritual realm. The Lord is ascending, and if there is no cloud to cover him, the disciples would have been watching him as if Jesus suddenly disappears. It's going to be strange. Or Jesus would have had to keep on ascending. That is why he was covered by the clouds and he went into the spiritual realm. And he directly went into the place where the Father is, in the fourth dimension. And that is why when you see the dragonflies, they come out from that height, from where the cloud covered him, because they come out from the spiritual space. So the Lord, while he was ascending, he went into the spiritual space, and that is why he was covered by cloud, so the disciples wouldn't see him, or they wouldn't have understood what happened. The disciples were still gazing intently into the sky, even after the Lord was out of their sight. Then two men in white clothing, namely angels, spoke to them. Right from the beginning of the church, I've been telling you that two white angels in white will take our spirit when people die. When Deaconess Ma was passing away, her father or maybe her uncle. No, when her uncle was passing away, I saw that the two angels in white were waiting for their spirit to take them, to take their spirit to heaven. And later when I was reading the Bible, and the Bible also confirms that there are two angels, like in the case of Jesus. And those who go to hell, the messengers of hell who are in black, they come to take this spirit, this soul. Even in the world, they, in TV dramas, They have two messengers in black, and that is quite anchored. The disciples were still gazing intently into the sky even after the Lord was out of their sight. Then two men in white clothing, namely angels, spoke to them. Today's reading passage, Acts 1:11 says, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven. As prophesied, the Lord will come back to take us in the cloud of glory. Let us give all thanks and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us the hope of resurrection by resurrecting and ascending into heaven. In this message, I will talk about the significance of the Lord's resurrection in two aspects. I hope you will gain great spiritual understanding. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who resurrected, that your hope of resurrection will be overflowing. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ and viewing audiences, the resurrection of the Lord, first of all, signifies that our mortal body that will die and perish has gained an eternal life. If you have hope and faith of resurrection, you will never commit sins on this earth. If you just have the faith, you will not commit sins, and especially sins leading to death. Because you don't have faith, you don't have this faith, you commit sins. That is why you are in the first or second level of faith. Because you are in the first or second level, you believe and not believe. And if you go into the rock of faith in the third level of faith, you firmly believe. And because you don't completely believe, you commit sins. But it doesn't mean, just because you don't believe, it doesn't mean there is no hell, there is no judgment. So even though you are president or leader of elders association or pastors association, if you don't believe, you still commit sins. And even sometimes, even little children, they do believe because they have pure heart. And when they are taught, they believe as it is. So, resurrection of the Lord, first of all, signifies that our mortal body that will die and perish has gained an eternal life. Every person dies. Hebrews 9:27, first part says, And inasmuch as it is appointed for man to die once, you have probably felt this verse is really true if you have witnessed the death of a family member or friends. Nobody can avoid death, of course. Such persons as Enoch and Elijah, who are caught up alive, are exceptions. The latter part of Genesis 3:19 says, Till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return. As said, man's body is made of the dust of the ground. As the time goes, the organs become old and weak, and their functions begin to deteriorate. Eventually, they stop functioning completely. This is the moment when the spirit leaves the body. Now the body becomes a corpse, and it goes back to a handful of dust. Many people die in their youth or in childhood due to incurable diseases or unexpected occurrences such as traffic accidents, fire, or natural disasters. In such cases, the bodies might be severely damaged. In some cases, the bodies begin to rot by germs, viruses, or cancers even before the actual death, or the whole body might be completely broken after being hit by a car. If the bodies are recovered many days after drowning or from a fire, their faces are so damaged that they cannot be identified. These things are not something easy to talk about on the altar, but there is a reason I am saying these things. It's because for us to have proper faith, we have to admit the fact that death can visit us anytime. Because you don't know what will happen tomorrow. You might have a heart attack right away. You might have a stroke. or in because of somebody else's car, it could crash into your car and you could die. Is there any of you who know about tomorrow? Maybe except me. Maybe those who are in the Holy Spirit, they can see, foresee to some extent. So, your everyday life, in your everyday life, you should be ready for death every day, and you should be prepared to go to a good heavenly dwelling place. So, those who are committing sins, especially those who are committing sins leading to death, I will have another chance before, and by no means, in many cases, before they have a chance of repentance, God takes their spirit away. And in case of sins leading to death, even if you try to repent, you can't. When the President Park Chung-hee was assassinated, President Carter of the United States preached gospel to President Park Chung-hee when he visited Korea. He was urging him to accept Jesus Christ. And President Park said, we have many kinds of religions, and maybe I will accept Jesus Christ after I resign. But did he come to believe in Jesus Christ? Nobody knows about the future, tomorrow. And why do I know about this? Because there were press reports about this. And even if you say, I will believe tomorrow, I will repent tomorrow, you don't know what will happen today. That is why you always have to have the faith to receive salvation. You shouldn't just live a casual life. Leisurely life. It is because for us to have proper faith, we have to admit the fact that death can visit us anytime. The terrible things I mentioned are actually taking place all around the world, even at this moment as we speak. Our body is so fragile, it'll soon be damaged and disappear, to leave no form behind. Before we met the Lord, we were all supposed to die. Our spirit would go to hell, and our body would become a handful of dust. The resurrection of the Lord was an event that opened wide the way for us to revive after we die, or to live forever without experiencing death. If you die, it'll be hell, eternal death. But we will not see death, or even if we die, we say we are asleep, because we will not see death. Those who believe in the Lord, and if they die, we say they are not dead, they are asleep, because their spirit is alive in heaven, in the waiting place of paradise. How amazing an event this is. How thankful we should be. Then when will the resurrection, which is prophesied in the Bible, actually take place? It takes place when the Lord comes back in the air. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 53 explains the process. It says, behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed the moment in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable. The dead here refers to the believers who are dead, and we will be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immorality. Those who believe and died and buried in the grave, they will resurrect first to the resurrected body, and those who are receiving the Lord alive, we don't have any reason to rot our bodies. So they will be changed into spiritual bodies, and after those who resurrect from the graves, we will follow after them to be changed into resurrected body. When the Lord comes back in the air, the bodies of the believers who are buried on this earth will resurrect first. Their spirits will come down in the air with the Lord and combine with their respective resurrected bodies. Their spirits will come down in the air with the Lord and combine with their respective resurrected bodies. Now, those who believed and died, their bodies are buried in the grave, and their bodies are resurrected into the resurrected body. And where are their spirits now? Their spirits, are they in the grave? No. Their spirits, when they die, the spirit goes down to the upper grave for 3 days, and they will be at the side of the father of faith, Abraham. So they go through all the procedures there. And then after the 3 days, they go to the outskirts of the paradise, where there is the waiting place until the Lord's coming back into the air. So they are waiting there, and those spirits, those souls who are waiting there, when the Lord comes back into the air, He will come with all these souls. So that is why He will come with the multitude of people. Do you understand this? So all those spirits, all those souls will come. So they will, along with the Lord, and the bodies that were buried in the grave, they will resurrect into resurrected bodies, and they will go up to the air, and they will combine with their respective spirits, like a docking of some spaceships. So their body and their spirit, respective bodies and spirit, will combine with each other. Isn't it interesting? It'll happen to us. And then it's something. No. Will you die on this earth? You will receive the Lord alive. You will live until the Lord comes back. And only those who believe and die, their spirits and their bodies will combine. But those who receive the Lord alive do not have to go through this. This, our living body, will change into resurrected body and meet the Lord. So you should have a clear understanding. This body is not the same physical body as in the past. It is the imperishable resurrected body. Following that, the bodies of the believers who see the Lord alive will be transformed into spiritual bodies and go up into the air. This is called the rapture. At this moment, those who had these abilities on this earth will have perfect and beautiful bodies. Suppose your hand or one of your hands or one of your feet is cut off or one of your eyes is missing. It doesn't matter. You'll have a perfect body when you have the resurrected body. So you'll have a perfect body, perfect and beautiful body. Or otherwise, if you go to heaven and if you live in heaven forever without a hand, that's not good. So God gives you the perfect and beautiful body. And this resurrection takes place in an instant. The bodies of the saved believers will be transformed in a moment, and they will be clothed with shining white linen. Then they will participate in the wedding banquet in the air. So in heaven, they wear the white. Not any other color. There are other colors, but yes, there are other colors, but there is no black color. In heaven, there is no black color. God hates black colors so much. You should know this. Look around. In heaven, there are only the colors that are bright and beautiful. And the opposite of white is black. And there's no black color in heaven. And as I said in the Friday online service, even on this earth, God didn't make any flower that is of a black color. God gave us flowers to let us human beings enjoy the scent and the beauty of the flowers. He made so many kinds of beautiful flowers, but there is no single black flower. Because God gave us the flowers so that we can be reminded of heavenly kingdom, seeing the flowers. So God didn't make any black flower. Have you seen any black flower? I don't suppose so. Those who are very clever, you might think, oh, there is black flower. Maybe some of you might say black rose. But look at them. They're not really black. They are dark red. And God said, God made the flowers in a way that they can never have black colors naturally. Maybe with some genetic modification. You know, even if they try to do that, they can't really naturally have any black colors. But there is a reason, and I can't explain all this, but they can never have black flowers. Maybe some people will try to make black flowers. But I hope there is nobody who will do that. What kind of flower is black flower? And it's, women members in our church, they wear bright colors. And sometimes some young people, they are wearing black color. So they are not black colors, actually. Sometimes when I watch GCN, probably there are some dark blue or some other dark colors. And so why, I don't understand why you like some dark colors that could be mistaken as black color. There are so many bright colors, so many other bright colors. And there are so many kinds of colors. And why wouldn't you wear just bright color? Why would you want to wear the clothes that look like black color?
Amen.
Also, men members, actually, men's suit are usually dark and black. So, when I go out to the church councils, I wear dark navy. Because usually in high class people, they wear dark suits. So, I try not to wear any dark color, like a dark navy, because it looks like black. Because God hates black color. In heaven, there is no darkness. There is nothing black. And you can read from the Bible. You know, God gave all the details of the temple of God, and in the temple of God, there is nothing black. And they always have bright colors. You know, even the gold and silver and jewels and, because the churches, they don't understand this point, and they have black curtains. You know, black color is something the enemy devil Satan like. You know, how do we express sins? We express it with the darkness, black color. So you should keep this in mind. And when I deliver this message from all around the world, there are so many changes all around the world. They change their colors. And those who listen to my messages, they change their cars. And especially in Israel, they hear, listen to my messages, and they change so many things. And there's a person who is receiving my prayer and who is winning, and he is on TV many times too. And we have a passion team in May, and he is telling our teams to come to meet him. You know, he loves Manmin so much. And when you go on a pilgrimage, you shouldn't call him. You know, you shouldn't bother him. So even in other countries, we have a lot of fans who love us, who love my messages. So after listening to my messages, they have a movement to change everything black, to get rid of anything of black from their lives. I'm very thankful. So they wear white, shining white linen. If they wear black color, they will be kicked out right away. This is not some fiction created by man. The Almighty God has shown with His great power that man's resurrection is more than possible. He showed it to us through the reviving of Lazarus and the resurrection of our Lord. The Bible testifies that Lazarus was completely dead. He had been dead for 4 days, and there was a foul smell. While Lazarus' corpse was decaying in the tomb, Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." Then Lazarus was revived and he walked out of the tomb. Now he was dead and he had been decaying because he had been dead for 4 days. And he had been rotting and there was a foul smell. And maybe Jesus, because he couldn't hear anyway, Jesus could have said quietly, "Lazarus, come out." But why did he have to cry out in loud voice? Jesus said in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." This is the law of the spiritual realm. You know, God is telling us to cry out in prayer and pray quietly. You know, those who do that, you know, they can't go into the spiritual realm. And maybe they will have a lot of knowledge. Because they don't obey, it's late. You know, they're getting late in going into the spiritual realm. He came forth, bound hand and foot with burial wrappings, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Of course, Lazarus' resurrection was not the perfect resurrection. He was revived from death once, but he eventually died again of old age. In a spiritual sense, he went to sleep. But this Lazarus will also participate in the perfect resurrection when the Lord comes back in the air. Unlike Lazarus' revival, the resurrection of the Lord is truly a perfect resurrection. Jesus is God Himself in His origin. This Jesus was born in this world, having a human body. When He reached the mature age of 30 years, His body underwent such wretched sufferings. His body was skinny, for His ministry was exhausting, and this body was torn by countless lashes and scourging. His hands and feet had holes, for they were nailed through with big nails, and he was very skinny. When I saw, you know, he was very, very skinny. Would you like to see the skinny body of Jesus? Because I will show you. On Friday, God loves us so much, loves our church so much. He tries to plant faith in you as much as He can. When we had 3 trials in 98 and 99, God opened the spiritual eyes of so many members so we could see. We could see the spiritual realm. You know, they saw even the keys of New Jerusalem coming down. They saw so many angels. They saw my spiritual body so that they wouldn't be deceived and they wouldn't stumble. Nevertheless, when the work of Satan began, they fell out. You know, they fell, so many of them fell, just like in the book of Revelation after the millennium kingdom. We will plant faith in the people, and when there was the work of Satan, so many people become deceived. They get deceived and fall into hell. And none of you should be deceived. That is why you should be standing on the rock of faith and going to spirit, so you won't be deceived by any chance. So on Friday, for the Easter, we had the second part performance. So God showed the face of the Lord, Jesus, very clearly on this one of the backdrops. And I think you saw the image. And I found something strange. I thought he was facing this way. But then we have an artist, painter. He drew it already. He painted it this way. He painted it the other way. And he drew it, sketched it in so much detail. And he sketched it by lunchtime yesterday. Because we have never seen the actual Jesus, we don't have the picture of Jesus. But because we have seen the image, actual image of Jesus, maybe we can with the help of some artist, maybe we'll have the picture of Jesus and hang it, you know, along with the Jesus on the cross, because that is the actual image. That is the actual image, and it is not an idol. So, because the direction was different, I was thinking Jesus was facing this way, but the artist, he sketched it, you know, this way. So I saw the picture on the cell phone again, and if you turn the cell phone a little side, you can see the other side, Jesus facing the other way. And if you look at it this way, you see Jesus this way, the other way. So this is the first time I saw something like this. There was a, in Rome, there are some things that look differently in different directions. And in my painting, there's only one way. In the painting, there's only one way. But, you know, in different directions, there seems to be two ways, according to the angle of your sight. So, according to the angle at which you look at the picture, and this artist drew it, drew Jesus facing this way. And this is it is some kind of fabrication, you know, those who are doubting so much. Please do not doubt any longer. God the Father is working in this way. And also, please show the picture of Jesus on the cross. Look at it carefully. On the side, there is a hole because of the spear. It's on the right side. And there is a bleeding. And look at the bones. And he's so skinny. There is no flesh. And look at his legs, you know, how thin they are. Would he eat well? Would he rest well? Would he have any vacation? He would preach all the time, preach the kingdom of gospel of the kingdom of heaven. He would heal people, try to save even just one more soul, to spread the good news. And he prayed all night. And whenever he had time, he taught the disciples. And through his ministry, this gospel was preached everywhere in the world, and anybody who accepts Jesus Christ is now saved, and they can go to heaven. And those who doubt and do not believe, they will still go to hell. Dear brothers and sisters, we are seeing what is actually done. You know, what happened 2,000 years ago, we can see it as it was. At that time, there was no camera or anything. They couldn't take any picture. But 2,000 years later, now we can see Jesus, the actual Jesus who was on the cross, and actual Jesus who was suffering, and also we can see the prophets in the Bible. You know, we can tell them. And look at those, their noses, you know, it's how the Jews look like, you know, they're the, and they have the distinctive nose of the Jews. How accurate these paintings are, these sketches are. So when the Germans, when the Nazis were killing the Jews, they had distinguished Jews looking at their nose. And these prophets look at their noses because they are Jews or Israelites. And they have their distinctive noses. Will you still not believe in the resurrection of the Lord? The fact that Bible is true and the people in the Bible are also true, and there are so many signs and wonders, and you still doubt and not believe, and that is why you commit sins. If you believe in the resurrection and heaven and hell and in judgment, you can never commit sins. Especially, you can never commit sins leading to death. And you know that you will be burning forever and ever. And there's no rest, even for a moment. And how can you commit sins leading to death? Young people, choir members, of course, in the past, not now, and students, how could you have committed sins leading to death? I don't understand this. And if you believe in resurrection, you can never commit sins. As in 1 John, because the seed of God is in them, and they can never commit sins. And you say, oh, I love you, God, and I believe you. And if you say that, you are liars, as the Bible says. And all the liars will be thrown into the fire of hell. They'll be thrown into the darkness, and they'll be gnashing of their teeth, because they are liars. If they are not liars, they can never commit sins leading to death. Those who are committing sins leading to death, you do that because you are not, you don't believe in heaven and hell. Because you still doubt whether it's true or not. If you do believe, you can never commit sins. From his head that had the thorns to his feet, his whole body was covered with blood. After Jesus eventually died, a Roman soldier pierced his side with a spear, and all the remaining water and blood gushed out. His precious body was covered with wounds. Because of who? Because of us. Because of me, because of you. Oh, Jesus did that for so many people, not because of me. It's because of me. It's because of you, respectively. It's because of you, yourself, to lead you to heavenly kingdom. For each of you. It's not for, it's because of them. Jesus' dead body was put in a new tomb by Joseph of Arimathea. And Jesus resurrected on the third day. The resurrected Jesus first showed himself to Mary Magdalene, and later he appeared before the disciples and more than 500 believers. Jesus, who then had the resurrected body, looked completely different than when he had the ordinary physical body. For that reason, both Mary Magdalene and the disciples could not recognize him at first. Jesus also appeared in a house of which all the doors were locked. This tells us that a resurrected body is visible to the man in physical body, but unlike the physical body, it is a spiritual body that belongs to the spiritual dimension. Jesus also ate food. What does this tell us? It tells us that our life during the 7-year wedding banquet and the millennium kingdom will be very real. The life in the kingdom of heaven, where we will have the heavenly bodies, is also very real. The heavenly kingdom is not an imaginary world. It is tangible in that we can actually touch and feel with our hands. You see the oralites, you know, the fish feeding in so many oralites. You know, they are so gentle and they feed. You know, they don't fight. But they just feed on the feed that is right in front of them. And they don't even quarrel. They don't even fight against each other. Can you fabricate or manipulate something? Fabricate something like that? No. And they're very gently eating their own. And I was very thankful when I saw the fish feeding. You know, when we give food for fish, and they're not gentle. They almost fight with each other to feed. But they are so gentle, the heavenly fish. And yet, we will never have to see death forever. And how amazing this is. Furthermore, it is not a dream but an actuality, which will take place in the very near future. Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father and the Lord who has given us this grace. I'm sorry, but I had to finish only half of the message. And I hope you will never have any doubt about heaven and hell, about the life to come, about the judgment. Because God has shown us so many things in this church. The power of God, signs and wonders, and so many things. And if you still doubt, and cannot believe. Like I said before, you should, you know, break your hand with a hammer and wash it out with the one sweet water. All those you know, falsehood and lies, and because they are lying, they think others are lying, and because they are filled with adulterous minds and lust and all these things, they should wash their brains with one sweet water. You know, even by doing that, I hope you will be born again. I'm so very thankful to God the Father because He loved us. He loves our church so much. So He gives us so many things. He shows us many things so that we can touch and feel and believe in God. Let us pray. I will just pray for the sick. Father God, thank you. Lay your hands on them from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and cleanse them. Huan Hong, asthma, coughing, go away. Gastritis, go away. Amanda, gastritis and skin disease. Daniel, game addiction, go away. Alan, fever, flu and coughing, go away. Che Chege, the metastasized cancer, be healed. Boyang Hishik, kidney failure, be healed. Chen Naining, let the proceedings, procedures be taken care of for the construction in a site. Han Sengum, let the Manmin Church be protected. Chi Jingju, last stage liver cancer, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, be healed. Mayan Hua, hypothyroid, be healed. Uan Bang, complications with the diabetes, leaving the pregnancy outside the womb, be healed. Let it be normal. Chai Ying, for the blessing of conception. Huang Jin Sing, let her give birth on the best day, at the best hour. Liu Chai Min, Zhang Won She, Zhang Wei Xia, herniated disc, cervical disc, be healed. Tae Solme, mental disorder, be healed. Zhang Li Xin, heart disease, high blood pressure. Zhou Yi Le, Dong Le Yang, speech disorder, be healed. Li Wen He, hearing of right ear, be healed. Li Gui Zhu, hearing disorder, be healed. Song Chu Ling, Zhou Ji, left leg fracture, be healed. Bao Wa Cho, after effects of palsy, be healed. Chao Ru, let her get into the college she wants. Sun Su Han Bang Seng Mun, gambling and drug addictions, be healed. Wang Chou, let him get a good job. Zhong Xu Win, let her daughter Wang Yan be registered in Beijing. Liu Yan, let her husband come back home. Li Yixing, let her get the visa to Korea. Father God, thank you. From head to toe, all entrails, cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and cleanse them. All entrails, kidney, liver, heart, lung, and intestines be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let light come. Father, touch them and heal them. Light come. High and low blood pressure, diabetes, go away. Father, give them spiritual and physical health and protect them throughout this week and protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles. And let them make no mistakes while driving. Father, on this Easter, give us the hope of resurrection and let us have reaffirmed faith of resurrection. If we have firm faith of resurrection, we can never commit sins. Because of resurrection, we have heavenly kingdom. And how can we go towards hell? For this momentary dirty, to take these momentary dirty things of this old world, how can we go to hell? And if we have the assurance of heavenly kingdom, we can never commit sins. And Heavenly Father, have pity on them. Have mercy on them and give them, plant in them, the hope of resurrection. They see so many evidences. When we love God, we are protected. And in so many, from so many trafficking accidents, we don't get injured in our hands or we don't get injured at all. And when we live by the word of God, we don't get any diseases. Heavenly Father, Let them please get away from darkness and let them love God and have hope of heavenly kingdom. Let them adorn themselves as brides of the Lord and go into spirit and Holy Spirit so that their tithes will increase and they'll have more things to give thanks for and their families will be evangelized and their children will change. Lord, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.